Father, we just thank you and praise you and open this camp meeting with great joy. Thank you for protecting us and providing for us wisdom and knowledge and understanding, mercy and grace. We pray every person connected, every church connected, every pastor connected, we pray that they have ears to hear, eyes to see, and hearts to understand. We're careful, Father, as we open this camp meeting, to give you all the glory and all the praise as we watch and wait and see manifestation of the Holy Ghost. We thank you. We welcome the love of God. We welcome the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we welcome the communion of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for every person that is under the sound of our voice. We praise you and open officially in the Spirit, yielding to the Holy Ghost, this meeting. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, you may be seated. Let's go to work. I want you to open your Bibles to Acts chapter 17. And I'll ramble around some because there's some things that I know God wants to reveal to us. And I'm, you know, sometime on subject, I have five or six. I don't know what one he wants me to use. And sometime he confused me. God confused me. He has to confuse me to get me to do what he wants me to do sometime. I know you never heard that before. Sometime he snatched all my notes down. And then prior to just walking out to come to the meeting, he started talking. He said, get a pen. And so I want you to hear this clearly. It's one aspect. I might say something else. But I want you to hear ingredients for the supernatural. The supernatural just don't happen. You have to have the right ingredients, the right input from the Holy Spirit for the supernatural to happen. Now, also, not only corporately, but personally and individually, I want you to know God's going to be ministering to you, to your situation, and that he'll apply this supernaturalness on your life personally. Can I get amen on that? Amen. Yes, it's not just something out in the wind. It's something when you get under the, I feel the Holy Ghost. When you get under the presence of God, he'll minister to you personally. So your personal walk in the supernatural, put that down, my personal walk in the supernatural is about to increase like never before. Personally, in your home, personally, those who listen to me, personal supernatural things this week will begin to happen in your life and in the life of your loved ones. It is ours, our right to function in the supernatural. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you have to establish your faith for that. Faith for the supernatural. Supernatural faith. The word produced supernatural faith for the supernatural. Yes, are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Now, and as I said, I have to, the supernatural in you start out in faith and then you step into the anointing and then the glory comes. So you have to yield in your inadequacies, in your insufficiencies in order for the supernatural to function, because there are times you got to totally trust him. He got to get you out the way. Now, we'll see the glory fall in here this morning. It'll fall all over the world this morning as we yield and get back and let the Holy Spirit have his way. In Acts chapter 17, I'll read a verse. I'm going to read some verses from 17 chapter. Verse 6. Acts 17, verse 6. I want you to turn there for a moment. And I'm going to read something out of there that's going to help us get started in these ingredients. When the ingredients are applied right, the one that I'm going to give you, the supernatural begin to cook immediately.
Yes, sir.
Begin, the heat, the fire of the Holy Ghost is turned up. The burner is turned up in the spirit world I got a statement out here before I read this verse, and I think we're in the right time. It's time to turn the world upside down.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The apostles in the early church went into a city, and by the power of the Holy Ghost and the power of the supernatural, they overruled academics and science and psychology and witchcraft and hoodoo. They had something greater. And so organized religion said they're here, they're turning the world upside down. And I believe this week we're going to position ourselves to begin to turn the world upside down with the glory of God.
Yes, sir.
I think it's time.
Yes, sir.
I think it's time. Everything else trying to turn upside down, it's time for the church power to come out and turn the world upside down. So that's what that statement made in the sixth verse, Acts 17. When they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, "These that have turned the world upside down are come yonder to us." I think the supernatural is needed to be functioning to turn the world upside down. The world needs help. They need somebody with power. Now, only a remnant going to walk in it. Always remember that the Bible clarify it's a remnant. God used a remnant. See, God don't need no more than 2 out of 12.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so everybody not going to change. Everybody, I thought, thinking about this morning, as they're dealing with racism so much, everybody not going to stop being a racist. The majority are going to stay on the same course, but there's a remnant that's going to have so much power, going to change everything, and they ain't going to do them nothing. All right. Now, notice here in the 22nd verse of that same opening, because I believe that the world needs to be addressed by those who know how to function in the supernatural. God, I love that. I believe the world don't just need a churchgoer, a hymn singer.
Yes, sir.
I believe there should be some things, somebody who walking in manifestation and revelation. I'll get to them in a few minutes to tell them you're not doing it right, and have so much power that they recognize that you're walking in, watch what I'm saying now, in a different dimension.
Yes, sir.
It's time for the church to walk in her real dimension of the supernatural. Every believer, it's time for you to function in your real dimension, individually,
yes, sir,
which is the supernatural.
Child
of God, you design to function in the rhythm, in the realm of the Holy Ghost. What I say? The rhythm and the realm of the Holy Ghost. I'm designed to walk in the rhythm and the realm of the Holy Ghost, which turned out to be the supernatural. You see, supernatural, you cannot run it. You got to yield to it, but it will manifest. It will come if you position yourself right under these ingredients I'm going to give you this morning. The ingredient, see, the reason I'm starting with the ingredient all the week long, once you get the ingredient, then when these boys be preaching and you can function, you can flow, you can yield, you can focus on things that is greater than the natural. Here in verse 22, then Paul, the apostle, stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, "Ye men of Athen, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious." When you don't know how to operate in the supernatural, guess what you're going to be? Superstitious.
Yes,
and there's too many superstitious people in the body of Christ.
Yes,
they when God's power go to flowing through a person,
yes,
they suspect the person doing something else that is not right. They want things normal. Now, we got to break all normal pattern this morning.
Yes,
the normal pattern is the thing that Satan can get his hand on. Satan operating in the supernatural, and we and the church operating in the natural. He got a demonical spirit doing things. You remember that when Moses dropped his rod and it turned into a snake, then the musician dropped his rod and it turned into a snake. But you know what happened at the end? Moses' snake ate that magician snake up. But there's another dimension of the supernatural in a devilish perspective that Satan operate in another realm. The church can't handle it, stand normal, just reading scriptures, singing songs, and clapping your hand and dancing. You got to have some proof that there's a God who's greater than any other God. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Are you following me? See, I think that time, this camp meeting come at the right time because Satan's trying to turn the world upside down. And we got to turn it back upright and turn it upside down God's way. And so I want to train people apostolically. The Holy Ghost in the next 20 minutes, the Holy Ghost is going to hit this place. And he's going to hit around the world.
Yes,
I feel it already.
Yes,
he's going to hit the whole world. I mean, you ain't going to be able to stand it. You know, it's going to get so strong there, you're not going to be able to stand it.
Yes,
I feel the presence of God. I owe it to the Holy Ghost to yield to him. I owe it to the Holy Ghost. Lord been so good to me. I want to yield to him. Look, it says superstitious. You see, the supernatural bring the superstitiousness out of people. Yeah, when you function in the supernatural, and when you're not acting normal, when you're not acting A, B, C, D, E, F, G, the supernatural don't go by the alphabet. No, the supernatural does not work the numbers, 1, 2, 3. The supernatural can function in different manifestation at all times.
Yes,
and so when you get out of the ordinary, you're not a regular churchgoer, and you begin to function on another in another level, church folks become superstitious.
Yes, sir.
They become afraid of you. They don't even know what you're doing is the normal pattern. Supernaturalness is normal for us. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. The supernatural is normal for me as a believer. Say it.
Supernatural is normal for me.
From this day forward, I will live in the supernatural. Expecting God to do something out of the ordinary.
I yield
to the supernatural. Now notice here in the 23rd verse, and I'm trying to get to these ingredients. I got many ingredients. For as I passed by and beheld your devotion, superstition, as I passed by and beheld your devotion. Now, when the church or when a believer is not functioning in the supernatural, their devotion not right. Because you can't worship God. You can't praise God properly and stay normal.
Right. More apostle.
You can't worship God and everybody still lack you. You just can't because you go into another realm, you go into another dimension, you go into another functioning. Come on, talk to me, somebody.
Yes, sir.
See, here, for I passed by and beheld your devotion. Now watch. Watch what he's about to say, but it is an indictment to the church. Why? He's talking to these religious folk, but it's an indictment to the church because the church has not permitted the supernatural to manifest because of too much performance.
Yes, sir.
They're working something up, but they're not, watch what happened in this meeting.
Yes, sir.
They're not waiting on it. See, I'm a wait on him in this meeting. See, I can get out here and spit out a lot of stuff and have a good outline and keep going. No, wait on him.
Yes,
see, the devotion is not right. The devotion The devotion got too many stars. And they're not giving him his place. Sometimes God won't break things up. God sometimes lack awkwardness that he can bring forth his real self. And somebody not pantomizing, acting as if he acted. No, God want to be real. So for as I passed by, Paul getting it straight now. And I beheld your devotion, I found an altar with this inscription. Those of us who are not functioning in the supernatural, we in this voice. Because when God is known, my brothers and sisters, I said when God is known, like we about to find out about him this week, these ingredients, boy, and I give you these ingredients, you ain't going to be able to sit down. Well, the supernatural ingredients comes to the body of Christ. Yes, apostolically. To the unknown God, whom therefore you ignorantly, you see that?
Yeah.
Worship. Him I declare unto you. God that made the world and all things therein. You see him?
Yes,
seeing that he is the Lord of heaven. Can't be true. I know he's the Lord of heaven. He's the Lord of heaven and earth. Dwelleth not in temples made with hand, neither is worshipped with men's hand as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. And had made of one blood all nation, that racism right there, of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and had determined the time before appointed, you see it, and the bond of these habitation. Notice what he said, that they that seek the Lord, if happily they may feel after him and find him, though he be what? Ooh! Though he be not far away, though the supernatural be not far away from you,
yes,
it will fall on you today.
Yes, sir.
For in him, see, now that's the supernatural right there, verse 27. For in him, see, we live, supernatural. We move, supernatural. Have our being, supernatural. And then it says, certain also of your own port have said, for we are his offspring. Now, let me give you, as he talk about worship so much, to function in the supernatural, turn to a very familiar scripture, John chapter 6, verse 63. To function, John 6, 63. To one of the ingredients of the supernatural is the word of God.
Yes, sir.
But it's the word of God in a facet that is not normalized. It's a word of God in a facet that has to be revealed, not read.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Not memorized. It has to be revealed. It has to be a technical word, call it a rhema word. It become a Hebrew 4:12 word. Put that in your note. A word that can divide you. A word that can open up your supernatural side. What? I say a word that can open up the supernatural in you.
Yes, sir.
Not just a read word, not just a memorized chapters in scripture, but it's a live word. And you see John put it there. It is there. It is the spirit that quickens. No, go back to the verse. Go back to John 6:63, because I want him to get this first ingredient in John 6:63, the words that I speak to you. Let me turn to it because they're slow back there. I can't have nobody slow now because I'll be flowing. And you got to be listening to me real. And they still ain't moved. What the matter with them, book? John 6:63, that's it? All right, it's the spirit. No, that wasn't it. That was it? All right, it is the spirit that quickened it. The flesh profited nothing. Now, in the supernatural, there can't be no flesh. The words that I speak unto you, now notice what they are. They are spirit and they are life. Now, what he's saying there, you can change it with one word. They are supernatural.
Yes.
See, God's word is supernatural, carrying supernatural power to produce supernatural results. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me slow up. I'm moving too fast. Hallelujah. So the word, now, but there's a particular kind of word. Let me take you to it. The scripture I'll use it sometime during this week. But let me take you to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5. If you're not ministered to right with the word, you're not going to function in the supernatural. For our gospel came not unto you in word only. See. Now, I submit to you as the Spirit of God revealed to me, the rest of this scripture is a revelation of the word pregnancy. You didn't get it.
Yes, sir.
See. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but the rest of it came out of the word.
Yes, sir.
But in power. And in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance. All of those things are in the word. When the word is John 6:63 revealed to you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Those things that come out of the word. Power, the Holy Ghost, and much assurance. All are in the word.
Yes, sir.
But you got to have somebody preaching it to you like that.
Yes, sir.
Our gospel came to you not in word only. But we opened that word up and came out power.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Ghost and much assurance.
Yes, sir.
That's the supernatural. That's the supernatural. See, the supernatural won't come out to you if it's not preached to you. The supernatural can't function through you if it's not preached to you. You're sitting in a church going through rituals and you're not going to know about no supernatural. You just praying, got your head down, praying 3 hours and nothing happening. That ain't a supernatural. Then worship is another ingredient. John 4:24. They that worship him. See, worship ignites the supernatural. What I say? Worship ignite the supernatural. When you give God all his glory and you give God all his praise.
Yes, sir.
Yes, and you give God all his credentials.
Yes, sir.
When you humble yourself before God and worship him and give all to him in spirit and in truth.
Yes, sir.
You can't do that without a revelation.
That's right.
See. But when you worship him, the supernatural stand on his feet.
Yes, sir.
Because our God is a supernatural God. I've been going to preach a little bit today.
Yes,
our God is a supernatural God. He can do things when you don't see nobody around to help him.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
He's God all by himself.
Yes,
fall in California this morning. Fall in Chicago.
Yes,
fall in New York this morning.
Yes,
I know he's a God. You can't put him in one place.
Right.
No, the Bible says he's everywhere.
Yes,
sir. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So another, the word, worship, these are ingredients.
Yes, sir.
Because I'm going to show you some scriptures why people can't handle the supernatural in a few minutes. But I'm going to bring them over where they can handle it. That'd be all right?
Yes, sir.
There's some supernatural things that tried to function in your life. You probably couldn't handle it. But I'm going to give you how to handle it. And then your life will become more joyous when you're functioning like your father.
Yes, sir.
Then Luke 2:40, there's another aspect. The word, worship, and wisdom must be in place for the supernatural. Jesus knew that. In 2:40, Luke 2:40, and Luke 2:52. And the child grew, talking about Jesus, and waxed what? Wax what? Strong in spirit. Wax strong. You got to be, to operate in the supernatural, you have to wax strong in spirit. What I said? I can't hear y'all out there. You have to wax strong in spirit. Then after that, fill with wisdom. You see that? Fill with wisdom. See, when you to function in the supernatural, You got to be filled with the wisdom of God, because your mind might go to tripping. And your neighbor might go to tripping.
Yes, sir.
And your best friend might go to tripping, because they don't know where you're at.
Yes, sir.
And you're moving in another dimension.
Yes, sir.
And a miracle about to happen, a sign and a wonder about to take place. But if you let them stop you, they block you. They block you, they block you. They block the supernatural. You can't let them block the supernatural. Flow with it.
Yes, sir.
Filled with wisdom. You got to have wisdom. You got to have wisdom that overrides man wisdom. Paul said that your wisdom should not stand, your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. In 1 Corinthians 2, you remember he said that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so sometime, she, and the child grew, waxed strong in spirit, filled. So you got to be strong in spirit for the function of the supernatural. Filled with the wisdom. And the third thing, and the grace of God got to be upon you.
Yes, sir.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, those things will bring you. Those things will bring you to the rim of the supernatural. So you got the word, you got worship, and you got wisdom. Now notice the fifth and second verse. I can't leave it because I got to keep Jesus right in the midst of it. And Jesus increased in wisdom. That means Jesus increased in the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
That's supernaturalness in the wisdom of God. What I say? God, give me more wisdom. You're saying, God, give me more supernatural.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you can't function with that power without wisdom, because that power will destroy you. You got to have the wisdom of God to hold you, to anchor you when God go to moving, when God begin to raise the dead and give the blind their sight.
Yes, sir.
And he used you to do it. You got to stay on the ground, baby, and give him the glory. Supernatural can't move because men gonna take credit. They don't have enough wisdom to say, yes sir, bow down, say, yes sir, you did it. God not gonna move in the supernatural for your glory. God not gonna move in the supernatural to give you his glory. He wants you, when he's moving in the supernatural, when supernatural things are happening, God wants you to give him the glory. Want you to praise him and say, God called that man to walk. God called that man to see. God raised that woman from the dead. God healed that cancer. You got to give him the glory. You can't be talking about, I laid hand on him. And they got, nah! Give God the glory.
Yes, sir.
Shoo. Shoo. Let me share with you something you never heard before. Apostolic substance of the supernatural. Apostle, turn with me. No, let's look at verse 52. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. You see that, right?
Yep.
And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Right. That's why he never came up on anything like a stone, like shortage, lamb, people. He never came up on anything that couldn't happen, because he lived a supernatural lifestyle on earth.
Yes, sir.
And that's what the church, that's what you call for. This, there's one word I'm going to use, impartation.
Yes,
in this meeting, you're going to have visitation and impartation.
Yes, sir.
And you're going to start living like Jesus. You're going to start living in that wisdom and that favor and that stature.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to understand, I can call things that be not as though they were, and they become because I call them, because I'm living in a, I got a supernatural voice.
Lord.
And look at this apostolic substance for a few minutes. Turn to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. We're talking about the ingredients for the supernatural. This is so, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Raise your hand, everybody. Everybody at home, wherever you are, sons and daughters, raise your hand with me a moment. I feel a dimension.
Yes.
I feel a dimension that I've never been in before.
Yes.
I feel a presence that I've never been in for 47 years.
Yes.
I sense a presence that I've never been in before.
Yes.
The supernatural is dropping in on us right now, visiting us. And we're getting the right ingredients, and the little problem that come along, We're going to flick them away with the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
amen? Amen? You may be seated. In Acts 2:43, it says, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Now, the fear of the Lord is not a negative connotation. The fear of the Lord is that you love him so much you've come to a place that you want to respect him, reverence him, and honor him. The fear of the Lord has to be present for the Holy Ghost to function in the supernatural. Somebody got to honor the Lord. Somebody has to have reverence for him, respect for him, want to honor him. That's the fear of the Lord. When that happens, the supernatural starts functioning. The church is so modernized. I hate to whip on her, but she's so modernized and so organized, sometimes the Holy Ghost can't move.
Yes, sir.
Everything got to be in order. No, for the supernatural to move, you got to kick a cup. Oh, I remember I was preaching one time. I was preaching, man, nothing was moving. And I'm trying to move in the supernatural, I'm trying to move in the Holy Ghost. And they had some beautiful pots like that, you know. It was real nice. Where was I, Leroy? That was Creflo, that beautiful pot, and I kicked it over. Holy Ghost told me, kick it over. He said, too dead. Get this thing going. Kick it over. Do something out down there. I kicked it over, and the ushers run. I said, ah, don't you mess with that pot.
Yes,
it's supposed to stay down.
Right.
Don't put it back up and modernize it again. Hallelujah.
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 I feel the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Turn to Acts 5:12. You right there, right next door. I want you to see this apostolic substance, 5:12. And by the hands of the apostle were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all on one accord in Solomon Port. Many signs and wonders. You see that? Huh?
Yes, sir.
All right, I want you to write this down as I go and give you some more ingredients here. How to become and stay in tune to the supernatural power of God. How to become and stay in tune to the supernatural power of God. Now, supernatural is natural in the spirit.
Yes,
I don't know if that language.
Yes, sir.
Let me say it again. Supernatural is normal in the spirit. It's normal for a person to rise from the dead.
Yes, sir.
Remember when Jesus went to Lazarus' grave? Yes. It was normal for Jesus.
Yes, sir.
See. We've made the supernatural something abnormal.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so we don't expect to function in it on a daily basis. But the supernatural, thank you, Holy Ghost, is a God lifestyle. The supernatural is including God in everything you do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The supernatural, a person who understands the supernatural lives in supernatural expectation in every situation.
Yes, sir.
You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Live in supernatural expectation in every situation. I can't hear you.
Yes, sir.
Living in supernatural expectation in every situation. All right? Now, nothing, and don't get your mind on things, but I won't bring you in the rim. Nothing is too expensive for the supernatural to happen.
Yes, sir. That's right.
See. Nothing costs too much for the supernatural. The supernatural can pay for anything.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm not talking about stuff. I'm talking about life as a whole.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you see, you have to learn how to spin the supernatural. You got to know how to build up a, oh God, thank you, Jesus. I'm glad I came to church. You got to know how to build up a supernatural account.
Yes, sir.
That you can make withdraw.
Yes, sir.
How you build a supernatural? I'm building up a supernatural account. And then when I need to pull it, I just pull it out the account.
Yes, sir.
Building yourself up on your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Huh? Man speaking in other tongues, speaking mystery. So I'm getting ahead of the whole deal, you see. All right. Now here's where I believe the glory is going to enter into this camp meeting this morning. I want to lay the basis down. I want to show you two scriptures that have invited the supernatural in my life continuously. And I think a life should have evidence.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, no. You can name yourself president and all that, but your life got to have some evidence.
Right, right.
For me to believe in you, I don't care what kind of toddler you wear, what kind of life you're living. All right, I want you to turn to two scriptures, John 16 and Hebrews 5. I'm about to show you something. God always, John 16, and I'm going to give you some ingredients that are going to bring the supernatural in your situation immediately. Glory to God. Going to bring the supernatural into your situations immediately. By the way, bring miracles, signs, wonders, manifestation, demonstration, suddenly, straightway. Ooh, my, that's another word. Immediately. Things are going to start happening. The waiting, oh, somebody about to shout now. The waiting periods are about to be cut off. The supernatural don't wait on nothing. The supernatural said, now! See, there's nothing powerful enough, you listening?
Yes.
To delay the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
There's nothing powerful enough to block the supernatural. There's nothing great enough to bluff the supernatural. The supernatural knows it's in control. And God wants you to be a supernatural being because his divine nature and exceeded great and precious promises, 2 Peter, is on the inside of you. You have lacked precious faith. And lacked precious faith is to activate the supernatural. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, I want you to look at these scriptures because these scriptures are going to tell the whole story here. Because there's no such thing. I want you to write this in your note. Here's a high point of the supernatural. Having proper communion with the Holy Spirit. Having proper communion with the Holy Spirit will activate the supernatural in multifaceted ways. Good God Almighty. Because there are certain things. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 things going to come out of these two verses. In John 16, 12. You're not ready to go into supernatural unless you have proper communion with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
So he says here, I have many things to say to you, but you can't handle it right now. You cannot battle now. See, until spiritual growth take place in a local church, in a local pastor, the church is not ready for miracle.
Yes, sir.
Why? They're dull. Dull of hearing, dull of understanding. You see, still dealing with the alphabet. See, the ABC. The supernatural don't deal with no ABC. It'll bring you through the ABC, but then it's time to get out of here now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's time some complicated things to happen. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. I say glory to God.
Glory to God.
16:12. Now I want you to notice it because you're going to see the same thing in Hebrews. That there's some people who are not ready. Almost want to turn there and show it to you now. If we come back. Yeah, turn to Hebrews. Turn to Hebrews 5. Show it to you right now. So you never forget it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, I'm preaching.
Yes, sir.
If you get a hold of this, your life will change because not only is revelation coming forward, that's one of the ingredients of the supernatural, but another thing that's coming forward now is illumination.
Yeah.
Not only illumination is coming forth, but get this next word, because very seldom this word is happening. Impartation. See, there's something coming off of me,
yes, sir,
that God put in me,
yeah,
on you.
Yes,
the atmosphere,
yep,
is charged,
yes,
with what God have told me to tell you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I would not preach if the Holy Ghost wouldn't help me. It'd just be a man talking to men.
Yes,
but we got a helper. You don't see him, but he's here.
Yes, sir.
And he's putting ingredients in you.
Yes, sir.
He's slapping your soul and telling your soul, line up with your spirit.
Yes,
so I can manifest it in your senses.
Yes, sir.
Somebody think I'm not preaching. I'm going to show it to you in the scripture. Yeah, see. See, it's your spirit, your soul, and your senses should be in alignment.
Yes, sir.
You ought to have spiritual sense.
Yeah.
Too many Christians spiritually stupid.
Uh-huh.
Doing sinning and doing all kind of stuff. And then they won't come raise their hand to God without repenting.
Yes, sir.
You can't do that. Man, you got to stay clean. I ask the Lord to forgive me every day. I don't know if I've done something or not, but I just have my wishes. Touch me, oh God.
Yeah, yeah.
Know my heart. Try me. Know my thoughts. Yeah. You know. Yeah, I want to be checked. All right, now you in Hebrew?
Yes, sir.
Are you in Hebrew?
Yes, sir.
I don't want you to miss this now. 5:12 again. No, 5:11. Of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered. Senior Dullah, yeah. Go back. Go back to John 16:12. I have many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Go back to Hebrews.
Yeah.
5. You get Hebrews 5:11. Wasn't it 11?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Of whom we have many things to say. Mm-hmm. And hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull of hearing. See? So 3 things there the Holy Ghost make recall. Hearing, seeing, and understanding. When the master was preaching the Sermon on the Mount, mm-hmm, his sermon that would cover the whole spectrum of the gospel, he talked about he that has ears to hear, let him hear. Then he talked about seeing. Then he talked about understanding. Those 3 things have to be available to walk in the supernatural. We're not talking about natural seeing. We're not talking about natural hearing. We're talking about my sheep hear my voice.
Yes,
20,000 other people saying something else, but you hear this one voice here, you know, they're all going right, but I want you to go left.
Yes, sir.
Do you trust him that much?
Yes, sir.
When you get to Katalin Shukunde, Ropa Sikfrandansa, when you get to trust him that much, you're going to see some things.
Yes, sir.
I remember many ways God told me everybody was going the other way. God said, no, I don't want you to go that way. Go left. Everybody thought I was going to fail. God told me, come off television. I'm sitting eating a snack they've given me. And God told me, he said, I want you off of television. Come off it. I said, yes, sir. Call my staff. Say, we're coming off television. Haven't lost a partner. Haven't lost no finances. But God told me to do it.
Yes,
sir. Uh-huh. It's the same God supernaturally sitting on a pipe with another gentleman. And the Lord came there and told me, he says, I'm in debt up to my neck, got children, got a wife. And the Lord told me, he said, tomorrow is your day. Put your preaching clothes on. I'm going to take care of you the rest of your life. Now, I'm not old enough. I wasn't old enough to get no retirement. In other words, if I tell them people I'm quitting, that's it. All checks stop.
Yes, sir.
But I heard supernaturally.
Yes, sir.
The voice of God. And I did what he told me to do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I'm glad about it. Some 2 or 3 years ago, I was riding down the highway. My wife was still working. And the Holy Ghost got in the car. And he said, call her and tell her quit. They think you're living over her salary. I'm going to take care of you.
Yes, sir.
And so I called my wife. That's why when God, I'm going to back up now. That's why 49 years ago, when God, I was in the barber shop.
Yes,
God told me that God, supernaturally.
Yes, sir.
My wife would pick out supernaturally. That's your wife. What woman will come? You broke? You got children, can't keep your bills paid up. You come in the yard and tell her about you quitting the job. Had to be a woman God had touched. See, all of that supernatural. I've seen the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
I've seen my body attack. And in 15 seconds, God wipe it away.
Yes, sir.
More than one time.
Yes, sir.
I've had doctor told me, you're not going to make it. I'll pull everything off their head there. I said, no, it's time to go. I heard another voice. My tail was there with me twice.
Yes, sir.
I said, no. He said, now, Mr. Thompson, you might not make it home. I said, well, I'm going to make it. I'm pulling this stuff off. I just pulling all the way, whatever you had on. Pull it off. Now, I said, get in my clothes.
Yes, sir.
That's 25 years ago. I'm still here.
Yes, sir.
He told me I wasn't going to make it.
Yes, sir.
You got to listen to the Holy Spirit. See, I've seen some supernatural things.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. I've seen things happen supernaturally over and over again. And that's why I want to impart to you. I'm not talking from secondhand information. I've seen, oh my, I'm getting so full. I've seen God do things that I saw Leroy Jr., my oldest son, heart ran off. And my wife, listen to this. My wife, his heart, he's breathing. And my wife's, and I had wife service in the old church. The Lord said to me, you go take care of my business, I'm going to take care of your boy.
Yes,
I told my wife, now I got to have a wife there. Because she said, man, you crazy, you stupid. You talking about going to church, this boy can't hardly breathe. But she said, all right, she took my words for it.
Yes,
and they went to the hospital and I went preached the gospel. And Leroy said, yeah, my right-hand man today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I've seen the supernatural. I don't just dream the supernatural. No, I've seen the supernatural. I know God is a supernatural God. And I know he's working on your situation right now. Somebody get up and dance and turn around. Because your life is about to be turned around. This camp meeting.
Hallelujah.
Turn your life around.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
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 I know there's a supernatural God.
Yes,
I know the miracle working God. Yes. I've seen him do it over and over and over and over and over in my life.
Yes,
supernatural things physically. Supernatural things spiritually. Supernatural things financially.
Yes, sir.
I might preach about supernatural money for this camp meeting over.
Yes,
so y'all can get some money. Glory to God. God wants you blessed.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give me a few more minutes. You sit down.
Yep, yep.
I'm a close. Give me a few more minutes. Sit down. Sit down. Just sit down. Having proper communion with the Holy Spirit. Say that. It's a, I tell you, it's a landmark for the supernatural. Having proper communion with the Holy Spirit. He's here, you know. I said he's here now.
Yes, sir.
Now notice what Jesus said. Back to Luke, John 16. I have many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Now that was before the Holy Ghost came. Watch what he said in the next verse. Howbeit when he, you see it? The Spirit of truth is come, and he's here.
Yes, sir.
And notice what he said. What he will do? He will guide you into all truth. That's supernatural right there. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and will show you things to come. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Notice verse 14. He shall glorify me. For he shall receive of mine, now this is supernatural, and show it unto you. Anything you can see of God is supernatural.
Yes,
see, God cannot become unsupernatural.
Right. Yes, sir.
God's character is supernaturalness. The divine nature that's on the inside of you is supernaturalness. Are you following me?
Yes,
but you got to plug in to the communication of the Holy Ghost properly. Notice what he says. The 16th verse. In a little while, and you shall not see me, and again in a little while you shall see me, because I go to my Father. But he said he'll show us his glory.
Yes, sir.
All right, let me give you the six things here. And I'll go read Hebrews 5 and then I'll close. Can't get no further. Having proper communion with the Holy Spirit. Truth. T-R-U-T-H. Spiritual. He's the spirit of truth. And truth from God is supernatural. So we're talking about supernatural truth is an ingredient for the moving of the supernatural. See, you got to have supernatural truths to empower you. In functioning in the supernatural, you're going to have supernatural guardians. The Holy Spirit will have to be your supernatural guide. When you get in supernatural traffic, sometimes you don't know what way to turn. But when the Holy Spirit is your guide, that's two. To function in the supernatural, the reason you need the communication of the Holy Ghost, you have to be able to hear what he hearing. See, because what he hear, he going to tell you. But you're going to have to have ears to hear. Direction. Instruction. Stop. Move slowly. Speed up. See, all of those things in the spirit realm. Then you're going to have supernatural speaking. All of that's in these three or four voices. Supernatural truth, supernatural guardian, supernatural hearing, supernatural speaking. I like the next one. Supernatural showing. There are things, there are lights. Oh, my goodness. There are lights that only the Holy Spirit can turn on. You hear me? There's supernatural showing. In other words, there's not only empowerment, but there's enlightenment you must have to walk in the supernatural. You can't be afraid. The Lord, you know, even this place here, you know, this place, everything paid for here. And then the Lord, a church with 600 acres of land. All the land across the street, all the land behind us, all the land on the side of us belonged to God. Yes, 600 acres. He just dropped it. Yes, sir. We got more land in this town than anybody. Yes, sir. Find me a preacher, a pastor who dealing with 600 acres of land. I don't even know how to get in my car sometimes. But the Lord, I know how to hear. Ha ha. I know how to hear his voice.
Yes, sir.
I know how to hear his voice.
Yes, sir.
Do you know
how
to hear his voice?
Yes, sir.
When everybody else saying something else.
Yes,
and God said, lay low.
Yes, sir.
Be still.
Yeah.
Let me be your God.
Yes, sir.
Don't let men lead you. Don't let organization lead you. Don't let them force an emotion and second emotion. When I speak, there is no other emotion.
Yes, sir.
Follow my word. Follow my spirit.
Yes, sir.
Follow my leading.
Yes, sir.
And I always will take you beside the still waters.
Yes,
and I'll lead you in green pastures.
Yes,
and I'll lead you in my paths of righteousness.
Yes,
and I'll prepare a table for you.
Yes,
in the presence of your enemy.
Oh, yeah.
And now while you're sitting at the table, I'm going to anoint your head with oil. And then while you're sitting there looking at the oil drop, I'm going to run your cup over. Because I'm your shepherd and you shall not want.
Yes,
when you learn to walk in the supernatural, you're walking in the 23rd Psalm.
Yes,
yeah, though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, I will feel no evil. Because thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I'm walking in the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
and I'm not by myself.
Yes,
because surely goodness.
And
mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
Yes,
because I'm walking in the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
I'm following the supernatural.
Yeah.
I'm living a supernatural life.
Yes,
and I hear these words, the earth
yeah.
is the Lord and the fullness thereof. and the world, and they that dwell in the world. Sometimes you got to preach a little bit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I preach myself happy. Glory to God. I say glory to God. What a way to open a camp meeting. Glory to God. We're going to function in the supernatural all the week. We're going to have people blind eyes open. I had three dreams that a man's eye was open. Then my son walked up to me and said, Dad, I had a dream, and called a man name and say his eyes came open during camp meeting. I'm expecting the supernatural. I'm expecting the lamb to walk, the blind to see. Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y'all know it's just Monday morning. Glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
I feel that something was imparted to you.
Yes, sir.
I sense that your life will never be the same again. The Holy Spirit is going to recall this morning and tell you, worship me.
Yes,
don't worry about it. Move, remove, remove worry with worship. Just stand still. Don't look like nothing changing, but every time you worship me, something changing. It's just that you can't see it right now. But I'm working on the other end. Because you can't, I can't stand. God said, I can't stand worship. I can't stand worship. If somebody worship me with their whole heart, I got to do something for them. I got to change something for them. I got to call a miracle down in their life. I got to change their family. I got to change their children. I got to change their grandchildren. I'll change everything. If you give it all to me, I'll bless everyone in your family. Every step they take will be a, oh my goodness, a step of blessing. Glory to God. Don't look back anymore. Look forward, because great and mighty things are on the horizon for your life. Cheer me at all times. Be a cheerleader for my will and my plan and my purpose, and I'll show you my path. There are some places you've been trying to get. There are some things you've been trying to do, says the Lord, but it's come open now because the supernatural is wrapping itself around you, your family, your home, and your businesses. Shoo. The water has been too shattered. I want you to step out further in the rivers. I want you to go to your ankles, then I want you to go to your waist. Then I want the water to get so deep that you have to swim in it. Because on both sides of the waters, the tree is going to grow and produce provision you have never seen before. For I, the Lord, have called you at this hour, at this time, to this meeting, to put you in a dimension where you can turn your world upside down and upside right, that you will be blessed no matter what happened, what come, or what go down. You're going to be walking in my supernatural plan for your life. In the stillness of the moment, be healed. I call every disease out. In the stillness of the moment, be strong. I call all weakness out. In the stillness of the moment, oh my God, I missed that. In the still of the moment, oh yeah. Be painless, all pain. I curse all pain right now. All pain has to leave. Every person who listens to my voice right now, I command pain, pain, leave and never come back in Jesus' name.